The opinions expressed in Devil's Advocate are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. That being said, thank you for tuning in and enjoy the show. Welcome to the season finale of Devil's Advocate. Woo! Yay! Today, I will be the mediator and I'm joined by Louisa and Claire.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you guys today?
I'm great. How are you?
Okay, wait, you didn't give me time to process. Hold on.
It's not our question to respond to.
In a world full of Reddit drama,
only two voices dare to defend the indefensible.
Welcome to Devil's Advocate.
Should we get into it? Okay. The first story is, am I the a-hole for leaving my anime body pillow in the common area?
Oh my god. Where'd you find that?
Mr. Levels found that for us.
That's a good one. I think. I hope.
Guys, initial thoughts?
Yes. I also think yes. Like, keep that in your room. What are you doing?
Can you imagine you had one and you left it like here?
Why the heck would I be bringing my body pillow to school? Can you imagine? I'm like, hey, my name's Louisa and I just have an anime body pillow.
Okay, but what about your common area on residence?
Oh my god. I don't even know. Like, no, I would never have one in the first place. But that... No, that's weird. That's weird. Like, if you have one, that's your
What's
own
What's the
business.
Appeal of a body pillow?
Well, body pillows I get because then you can, like, lay on them or, like, they can give you more
or, like,
comfort.
An anime body
like
pillow.
Like, an actual
I mean.
Body?
No, like,
no, sometimes
like a
there's just like regular.
Yeah, but an anime body pillow. Is that like an actual, like.
No, it's usually like just like the regular square ones with a print on it.
And yeah. They're usually like. Yeah. They lay like this. Yeah.
Wait, do it again?
No.
Do it for the cameras?
No. He's clipping me. Okay, so Claire, you're going to take the side of a-hole?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Okay, and then you're going to obviously.
Yeah. I'll, you know what? Be loud and proud about who you are. You're not the a-hole. Let your body pillow go wherever.
Mindset.
Good mentality. Love the switch around.
Mm-hmm. Let me read the story. I just got a body pillow of Yuri from Doki Doki Literature Club. I usually have it out in the common area of my dorm. The common area is shared by four people, including me. So I can snuggle while I play video games. Yes, I am very lonely. I go to get dinner, and while I'm in the meal hall, one of my roommates and his dad come into the room.
Oh, that's terrible.
His dad is helping him move stuff in. According to my roommate, his father immediately assumes it's his. He's had problems with anime pillows before and immediately leaves, along with the remaining half of his stuff that he had yet to move in. My roommate's father is refusing all calls, and my roommate is pissed at me, demanding that I pay for the stuff his dad took. I said that it is not my fault that his dad did that, and I can put my anime body pillow wherever I want. Am I the a-hole?
Wait, pause.
I actually don't think they are.
Wait, I'm kind of confused. He left his pillow in, like, the lounge of their own thing, and the dad walked in and saw it and thought it was
his son.
And he left because he was mad.
And took all of his stuff.
Because the guy who owns the body pillow. Because I guess he didn't want to, like, deal with this crap anymore.
No son of mine will have an anime body pillow. That's what it's giving.
I mean, no.
No daughter of mine or son of mine would have that body pillow either.
No daughter of mine will date a clanker.
I think, I guess he is a-hole because... You know, people have boundaries, and I guess he couldn't really have known that his roommate had issues with a body pillow before, specifically anime.
I mean, to be fair, that means, like, it's not weird for the four people who are living there to have body pillows then, so that, like leaving it in, like, the couch lounge area isn't all bad. You know what I mean?
So, like, napping in your, like, living room is fine, depending on how close you are with your roommates. Like, I would have never done that, but... I mean, it seems like they're fine. Body pillow? Can you imagine, like, going for a snack and then your roommate just, like, passed out, like, drooling on some body pillow?
Oh, gosh.
You're supposed to say they're not the a-hole, Louise.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying that'd be funny. what I'm getting at is if you're comfortable enough to do that with your roommates, then it's you shouldn't be concerned about anyone being upset with you, because you wouldn't have done that in the first place if you knew they cared. And if your
did this person know the dad was coming?
Probably not.
And did they know the other roommate had issues with body pillows?
Well, I'm assuming, what issues? Like, that should freak me out.
I know. I mean, like, if they were all comfortable, it shouldn't be his fault because his dad decided to, like, help him move in things. Also, his dad's, like, just assuming that it was his son's, right? So, but again, like, don't have that in the... Claire?
Yeah.
State your case.
Let's see. I think they are the a-hole because if it makes the family of his roommate, of their roommate, sorry, uncomfortable, then, like, why are you letting that out? And, like, what are you doing to it? And you're leaving it out? And why is it out in the first place? Like, keep that in your room.
That's fair. I mean, but they're also all comfortable.
I guess so. But, like,
I guess the other roommate should, like, what you're saying is, like, the other roommate should have been, like, yeah, my dad's coming today.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, if it was a case and he did say that to this guy or this person, then, like, yeah, they would be the a-hole for not doing that for them. But, like, there's just not enough information. Like, I want to know what was said.
Why
does he have issues with the body pillow?
Yeah.
Is my question.
I don't know.
That's concerning.
I mean, your dorm is also supposed to be, like, your space.
Yeah, but, like, if my roommate had a body pillow that he had issues with laying around, then I don't know if I would be that comfortable.
I don't know, because, again, I've never lived with roommates, so, like...
Okay, but, like, the roommate should have specified with, like, this, like, hey, guys, like, you know, I have this, like, whatever, my dad's something, it's mine, like, could you just, like, put in your, if you, like, should have just been, like, hey, guys, my dad's coming.
Yeah.
And if he knew his dad was coming, he knew his dad was angry with him having these body pillows, he shouldn't have left it out. But it's also not his fault, because he probably didn't know his dad was coming. He should have been informed.
Also, if they're all comfortable, because, like, it obviously doesn't bother the four roommates that, like, live, like, in the space, right? So they probably have, like, other decorations up that are probably...
theirs.
Well, similar in the manner, you know what I mean? So, I mean, like, I feel like the dads shouldn't just get, like, immediately upset about the body pillow. I'm sure walking into that dorm, there was other things.
It's such a weird dynamic. Like, imagine just seeing, like, an angry dad see a body pillow. Like, get mad, take the stuff and leave.
Also, wait. It's on the couch.
No son outside. Of mine will, like, yowie.
I don't know. I'm just kind of disturbed about the whole situation.
I guess if you leave, like, if you're going out of the dorm, like, put your personal items in your room, right?
I mean, personally, if I had a roommate and, like, I knew their parents were coming over, I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna clean up my stuff, take it out of the living room, take it out of the kitchen.
That's what I'm saying. He probably didn't know his parents were coming.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's the a-hole here. Because he was just being, like, he was just living in his place. He was just being comfortable.
Yeah.
And he shouldn't be expected to pay for everything, because also that's, your dad's the a-hole. Like, either ask him for the stuff
The dad's the a-hole, actually.
Yeah. Damn straight.
Okay, should I read some comments? Reddit says the guy who left the body pillow is the a-hole.
Oh.
Because... One comment says, I'm going to say you're the a-hole because I can't see why you think anyone would be comfortable with watching someone cuddle an anime pillow in the common area. How people will do straight up odd behavior and complain about being lonely, like they put effort to not act flippantly about the kind of person they are, present themselves as will never stop.
But didn't he also say he just got it? So maybe it's like airing out.
Airing out with what are we airing out?
Like, he maybe got delivered to his house. So he's like, he took it out of the package. And he's like letting it out, like sit out on the couch. No, because like during COVID, my parents, like, if we ordered clothing, they wouldn't let us, like.
Okay, well, that was because people thought it had COVID on the stuff.
Yeah, but maybe he's like letting it, like. Never mind.
Info. I hate to ask, but .. Do you use this pillow? .. Only for cuddles, or...
Anyway, so Reddit says they are the a-hole.
Yeah, Reddit says... Okay, on to the next story. Am I the a-hole for throwing out my girlfriend's dolls?
Yes. What kind of dolls?
Claire? You're gonna say...
I mean, yeah, I guess... No, they aren't the a-hole.
Okay. There's like 10 trigger warnings.
I'm always so cursed.
This post like left like 10 trigger warnings. Should we read all the trigger warnings out?
Leave me alone! Get out of my head!
Guys, the trigger warnings are emotional abuse, death of a parent, property damage, pedophobia, fear of dolls, child abuse.
Who picked this?
Pedophilia.
Kid, who picked this?
Callousness me. And sentimental items. Okay. Should I guys' initial thoughts or are we locked in? So no toss?
Is the silent reading?
I don't know.
Okay, wait, hold on.
I think, a-hole.
Thank you.
Is this silent reading? I didn't even realize what you were saying. My days. For context, I, 19F. we were going to call for our production yesterday, and then we were like going through the scripts, and I wasn't paying attention, and then it was because I was watching a video. And then it was loud and it was silent, so I thought I had ruined it. And then they're like, no, nope, you're good.
And they were like,
and I was like, are we reading the script? And like, yep. And I was like silent reading or are we reading it together?
So is that a real thing, silent reading?
Yes.
No, but like, I didn't know it was called that.
Like you know, when you like have.
Like in elementary school, they'd like be like, get a book and do like 20 minutes of silent reading.
Reading time?
Yeah, silent reading. Maybe our teachers were just like low-key abusive because they didn't want us to talk during this time. This was like their 20 minutes of like
silent. Oh, you know
time.
What? I do that. That sounds familiar. Because I remember I would talk and I'd get yelled at.
Okay. Should I read the story? Do we have initial thoughts or?
Yeah. Yep.
You can read okay. It. Wait. My initial thoughts are, I think we need to know what kind of dolls it is.
I agree.
Based on the warning, if it's like family heirlooms. This obviously has, like, sentimental meaning, and throwing it out is really not
okay,
your place.
Okay, but I've been in that situation where I have, actually.
What
okay,
kind of dolls?
Okay.
Where I've been in that position. But I was a child, so.
Okay. But you're... Okay, wait. What's your position, though?
I gave away dolls that I did not want because they scared me as a child.
Wait, what's your point here? What are you arguing?
No, that maybe they're not the a-hole because... I've been in that position. Does that make me an a-hole?
Because you...
It depends on what...
But you threw away your own dolls, right? You gave away your own dolls, not someone else's.
No, they gave them to me. The day they gave it to me, I was like, I didn't want them.
Okay, maybe you
well,
are
Well, yes!
I gave them to my mom to give
okay,
away.
Read the story.
My 24M girlfriend, 23F, and I have been together long distance for 3 years. We just moved in together. I moved across the country for her after finishing college. I always knew my girlfriend liked creepy shit, like haunted houses and scary movies, but I didn't realize she liked to collect creepy shit. I'd seen her in her apartment over video calls, but there was one thing that she had neglected to show me. A fucking shelf of creepy ass dolls. When I was walking through the apartment for the first time, I noticed it in the corner of the living room and said, holy shit. I asked her, and she said that she likes thrifting old abandoned dolls, cleaning
like
them.
Satan in your house. Oh my god, you like Satan in your house.
Cleaning them, getting them new.
Is this
clothes.
A story of Annabelle?
I don't play with that. I actually don't get invested don't in that. No, like whenever I go to like Value Village, I steer so clear of that doll section because that's actually terrifying. I don't know what lingers within them. I don't know what spirits are attached. I don't play. That's actually really freaky. Can we switch sides?
Louisa does not.
I don't care about these dolls. Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay. Go on.
Yes,
go on.
Yes. Finally. Okay. I asked her and she said that she likes thrifting old abandoned dolls, cleaning them, getting them new clothes, doing their hair, and then throwing them on the shelf. Then she started introducing me to them.
Okay.
They all had names.
Odd names.
And they were a couple really rough ones that she said that she had since she was a kid, or were her mom's, or some were her grandma's. The other four were thrifted. She said that the ones she thrifts and gets into good enough shape she gives to disadvantaged kids at the daycare she works at. Guys, you can't just all laugh! You can't just all laugh when I do that!
Can you imagine having nothing and someone's like, here's this really creepy doll, I hope this makes you feel better. No, you're giving me Satan in a doll. And you're like, you're disadvantaged here. Have hell. Have hell in the doll. No, no, these poor children. These
That's the ones that are children. Best in shape. So she takes like the crappy ones from Valley Village and she takes the best ones.
She refurbishes them.
So they're so crappy though.
No, but she refurbishes them.
No, but you know, some like Victorian child had that doll, died of like the plague, and now it's like dead spirit is in that doll.
Yeah, looks are deceiving, man.
I'm actually not playing with that. No.
Okay.
That's actually so mean. Like, if I was like in the bottom of the barrel and they're like,
no.
Here you go. Cheer up, queen. And I'm just like,
it says she.
No!
It says she only keeps the ugly ones.
Still, like, don't give me no creepy ass doll.
They're all ugly.
They're all, like, porcelain or, like, stuffed and just, like,
I thought I'd be okay with it, but every morning I dreaded looking at them. They made me so fucking uncomfortable. I tried buying her Squishmallows, thinking maybe she could collect something normal instead.
Not even, like, American Girl dolls.
No.
Squishmallows.
Even those are creepy. No, sorry, hold on. I'm keep interrupting. I, like, begged for an American Girl doll.
Me too!
And I got one, and then I watched, like, my cousin was over, and we stayed up, like, past, like, the cartoon or, like, the family-friendly hour of, like, Disney Channel, and it was Goosebumps, and it was the episode where the doll, like, is evil, and I never, like, I put my American Girl doll in the back of my closet. I never touched it, and my mom was so mad.
Do y'all have, like, a cabbage patch?
To watch all this damn doll, you were playing with it!
Did you get the one that looked like you?
Yeah, I did! Wait, I can show you a picture. There's one of... So we got it. I think we got it in New York, and we're wearing the same outfit. And I'm like spinning with the doll. Like I actually don't know why nobody shot me.
Like
dead,
your nails
so
done
creepy.
With her, your hair.
Wait,
done.
So did only you got an American?
Oh no, my sister got one.
I was gonna
too.
Say like, what the?
So you got the same
she
one.
She didn't watch it, but I think I was like, Amanda, these dolls are gonna kill us. So she was like, wait, okay. So she was also scared of it.
I had like the rip-off version of American Girl dolls.
I think they're
like Canadian dolls or something.
Canadian dolls.
Something like that.
I had Cabbage Patch Kids.
Ooh.
I have one that's named after me.
Like those lolly dolls.
Lolloopsies?
Scary!
I love those. No, I love those. I had so many Lolloopsies.
Oh my god. They look like Coraline.
I love Coraline.
I then suggested she give them to her kids at the daycare or display them at the daycare instead. She was worried that they might be damaged or taken home by the kids by accident. I think she realized I didn't like them, so she asked if I wanted her to move them into the closet. I said yes, and I thought that would be it. Well, one of my friends flew out to visit, and when we were hanging out, he dropped a bowl of popcorn. I asked him to grab the vacuum out of the closet. He almost shit his pants. The doll's heads all poked out of the box, and their creepy little eyes stared into his soul.
Mm-mm.
Horror movie shit. Mm-mm. I was so embarrassed, and my girlfriend was apologetic, but we had a bit of a laugh.
Mm-mm.
Honestly, that was the last straw. Those fucking things wouldn't leave me the fuck alone.
He sounds abusive. Is this the abusive part you're talking about? The
domestic abuse.
Yeah.
The next day, which is today, is garbage day.
Oh.
So I took the box out and tossed them while my girlfriend was away. It's gone. My girlfriend came home and I started sweating. I told my friend...
Wait, maybe she beat him. So you threw out my dolls!
I told my friends we were leaving to get dinner. She's been calling and texting, but I want to give her time to cool off. My friend is saying that I'm a bit of a jerk, but I genuinely feel bad that I had to do it. Am I the a-hole?
You said yes, they are. Or are you saying no? Because now I have a point for no. Are you yes or no?
She was saying that they're not. And then you were saying that you are.
Okay.
I think.
Okay, you want to go first?
Wait, I just have a few questions. Did he consult her at all about like how he felt?
I don't think so. Oh, wait, no. I think he did. I think she was like... I think she realized I didn't like them, so she asked if I wanted her to move them into the closet. I said yes, and I thought that would be it.
Oh, that's when the dolls...
were in the closet. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And then his friend came in and saw
You know what this reminds me of? The rubber ducky story with, like, the rubber duckies in the grandparents' house, and, like, the girlfriend was annoyed.
Yeah.
But that was... I think that was better, because she didn't throw them out. She just asked to move them. But these... I would throw this out, too. Like,
okay, who wants to go
first?
I'll go.
I'm playing with evil.
So, yeah, I agree. First of all, I would never want to have dolls in my house. Not even American Girl dolls.
Mm-hmm. No.
The disadvantaged children part is really sweet, because you're, like, giving it to people.
But then again, do they really want that? Man. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, and I just think if it makes your partner uncomfortable, get rid of it. Like, it's a hobby. Sure, it's fun, but go build a shed and do it in there.
Sorry. A shed of evil.
Yeah.
A shed of evil.
At least that. At least that.
Okay, but if you're saying that they're haunted, though, shouldn't we at least treat the dolls with a little bit of respect? Aren't y'all scared?
They're mean.
They get a seat at the table. They have their own place, Matt.
Yeah, they should.
They come uninvited. Once you bring them in the house,
see, now you're gonna get haunted because you're speaking bad upon the evil.
He threw them all out. If he came home and they were all back, break up, burn her, burn the house, it's done. Like, they're not, no. That's absolutely over.
Yeah, no. And also, I feel like it would just start playing tricks my mind. Like, I would see one and come back to it and be in a different spot, you know?
Like Elf on the Shelf?
No. Yes.
No!
That's so scary.
I never did that.
My mom, she's like immigrant, so she didn't know about that.
My mom didn't know about it either.
And then she like did it like one day, but she didn't move mine because I was in trouble. So she like moved my sister's. And then she like got tired after one day because she like made it so like the elf put the toothpaste on the counter. And then she was angry, she had to clean it. So she was like, I'm not doing this anymore. You guys don't get that tradition. Because
that's funny though.
So everyone was like, my elf on the shelf started moving. And I was like, what the f*** is an elf on the shelf?
But yeah, I think the a-hole, they're not the a-hole because that would make me so uncomfortable. And I'm sorry, I'm not living with you if you're collecting old dolls.
Yeah, like you moved across the country, you didn't know.
But
it's
like if she's fixing them
That's a good point. You should have known this if you were.
Maybe she has a reason of hiding it.
But maybe he's a bad boyfriend.
Or maybe she's just freaky and does weird.
But some people are freaky. Some people are freaky like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, I would not want to live with someone who is doing freaky with dolls.
Okay. I'm going to say I think it's fair you're the point that he's coming from because being afraid of these dolls is really valid because even when I just walk past them at Value Village, I get shivers in my timbers. But, like, I also don't think it's justified for you to throw them out because you've, like, she's made a point to that these dolls are important to her and she's even, like, put in the effort of just keeping them in a separate closet. And I get they scare you. Like, I really do understand that. But also to, like, chicken out and pussy out and just, like, hide with your friends after you've done the act of throwing them out and she's, like, calling you and you're just like, oh, I'm just gonna let her cool off. That's not how relationships work.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you just moved in. You should have, if you were gonna do it, be like, hey,
you
like,
literally moved across the country. You dropped your life in wherever state you were living in. And now you're with this girl. Now you just gotta deal with the consequences.
Yeah, like, you're just like, okay, I'm gonna... It's like also like you've been doing this for so long and some of them are heirlooms, I'm assuming. And like, this is a hobby. Like, it is a pretty freaky hobby and I would be afraid of you.
Yeah, some of them are heirlooms. What?
Yeah, like they were passed down from like your grandparents. Like maybe your grandparents aren't around anymore and that was like what you had left of them. That's just like, I don't know. That doesn't sit right with me just throwing them out without like letting her know her reason or like giving her a chance to like be angry with you. You're just kind of like, oh, I'm just gonna let her cool off and I'll come back later.
Like, that's not...
Like, are you 2 years old? That's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be like, hey, like, yeah, like, they're really freaking me out. But even, like, there's really no justification there. Like, that was just an asshole move. Like, if they were really bothering you, you could have, like, rented out, like, a storage unit and put them there.
Why didn't he just communicate his feelings with her at first, though? Like, he didn't, like, have a sit-down conversation and be like, wow, this is, like, really making me uncomfortable. Like, Reddit doesn't have, like, a clear, like, it's undecided. Even though this is, like, an old story. They got rid of her only flaw. What judgmental piece of shit do you have to be to put your ideals in someone else? This guy got lots of flaws. At least he understands that, so maybe he will grow up next time.
Okay, yeah. I think honestly, I think he just needs to grow up because there's no world. Because like, even if it... Okay, like, let's like say you had like a favorite sweater and you really loved it, but like your partner hated it and they just were like, you know what, I'm sick of it, and threw it out. And like if they threw it out, then they'd be like, the hell is your problem? Like,
okay, but does the sweater make the other partner uncomfortable?
Honestly, really don't, like, you can have a sit-down conversation like, hey, yeah, these dolls really make me uncomfortable. It's not going to work, us living here together.
Or just have like a room for them, because I know this man is the type of man to like, I want my man cave. I want a man cave with my PC and like Batman over the PC. Like, you know, just have a room for it. Like,
yeah.
Men want man caves. Girls can have
doll caves.
Doll caves. Yeah, not weird at all. Thank you so much for listening to the final episode of season one of Devil's Advocate.
And thank you for listening to any other episode that you might have tuned in for. Very appreciative.
Please follow us on Instagram at TMU Devil's Advocate.
Yes.
For more, maybe we'll come back for season two.
Fingers crossed.
Maybe. Yeah, just follow us for updates and we'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Bye.